Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagee. Today, I'd like once more to discuss a kingdom of organisms long used in medicine, but also as a food, intoxicant, and even industry, and that's fungi. These are not plants, as they contain no chlorophyll, and tend to do better out of the sun, and, more like animals, metabolize nitrogen and carbohydrates instead. This kingdom comprises a wide range of species, from ones we don't want, including mold and mildew, to things we do like, including mushrooms, to things that may be good or bad, such as yeast. In modern medicine, penicillin is perhaps the most famous fungal product that people recognize. This is a product from the mold Penicillium, which acts as a toxin to bacteria that could compete with this fungus. The term competition, then, already points to potential problems with the overuse of antibiotics, most much more powerful than the original mentioned here, penicillin. In humans, Candida albicans, another fungus in a yeast form, can overcolonize in the human digestive tract as a side effect from killing bacteria, then can give the patient unpleasant symptoms, which may need to be treated in turn by antifungal drugs. Antibiotics are now used and abused by the cattle industry to create rapid growth of the animals simply to get them to market faster. One of the basic characteristics of fungi is fast expansion, so somehow the animals respond to this by doing the same. Here we seem to be manipulating the microbiome, at least of cattle, in a dangerous way, so hopefully the public will continue to be more aware of this practice and call for its end. To swing back to the good from the bad, we have blue-green mold of Penicillium roqueforti, which gives us a nice food. Also, to be mentioned here, all the species mentioned can be used in homeopathic form to help balance patients as well. Mushrooms are the final stage of fungus development and are especially recognized in Asian medicine as helping the immune system with cancer prevention and even treatment being a notable result. Lentinin, a compound derived from shiitake, is used in Japan in intravenous form to treat stomach cancer. In China, species like Ganoderma or reishi have long been used to strengthen the immune system. Reishi cannot be eaten, as it is too hard, like wood, but shiitake can be, as well as its also flavorable relative maitake, found growing near the base of oak trees, and also used to strengthen the immune system. Another good cop, bad cop story is that of Ustilago, which in this country is seen only as corn smut, and would seem good for nothing. But it's used as a food in Mexico, which of course is where it came from anyway. A good example also of traditional people putting to good use what modern culture can be baffled by. From Mexico also, we see widespread use of the psilocybe species of mushroom as an intoxicant, which yes, has the potential for abuse, but when used by shamans for healing, also potentially can allow the user insight into behaviors such as addictions that can be healed. Research into these so-called hallucinogens has sadly been suppressed legally for the last 50 years, but only in the last few years has research been slowly gaining ground again into the potential benefits of this class of fungi, the magic mushrooms. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagee. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week.